Good afternoon, everyone, on this August bank holiday in the UK. It is currently 26 degrees here and is set to hit 27 according to my phone, but according to my dark sky app, it said 29, and according to the radio, it said 30. There is a bit of a breeze, but I'm sitting by the open door because I wanted to give a bit of an update, and people might be in their garden, and I don't really want everyone knowing my business. I've got a cup of tea, being very mindful of how much fluid I drink over this long weekend with regard to dialysis. It's on days like this, it's very difficult, very difficult. Anyway, I've just had my breakfast, albeit a very late one, as it's just after 12, but I had it about 11:30, and I did sit in the garden and eat that. I had a crumpet with a poached egg on top, and very nice it was too. And now I've got a cup of tea. Probably about a quarter of a normal cup of tea. Anyway, I just wanted to give a quick update. Where do I start? I was meant to go for a load of tests last Wednesday. Unfortunately, this didn't happen because my appointment was at 11 o'clock and my transport turned up at 5:02. I did ring and they did say they would see me, but by the time I got there, I'd probably have to wait till the end of the clinic, and then it's their lunch hour and they might keep me waiting till the afternoon, and I just wouldn't want to deal with that. So before I cancelled it, excuse me, I did reschedule it for the 1st of September, so that's this Friday, at the lovely time of 9:20. So that will be an early start. It's also Ali's funeral that day. And I don't know whether to go or not. I mean, I normally avoid funerals like the plague, to be fair. Any family, I've had cousins and stuff. No, I don't go. But I feel a bit compelled to go to Ali's because I was very extremely fond of him. And unlike my cousins and my aunts and people, with whom I haven't spent much time over recent years, I had spent a lot of time with him. So I don't know, I'll see on the day. It is in the afternoon, and my other bay companion, Carol, has said that I could go with them. So, which is very kind of her. So they live near me, they only live about half a mile up the road from here. In fact, they've brought me home sometimes when the transport's been really awful. Her and her husband. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I think it's something I might have to decide on the day, depending on how tired I feel after all my appointments at King's and how long I have to wait to come home. It is at 4:30, so I do have a bit of leeway. And it is a crematorium, so that is less stressful for me and less distressing, I suppose, if you like, than it could otherwise be. I don't really want to go, but somehow I feel I will be sorry if I don't. That's how I'm feeling about it. I want to see his wife again to say how sorry I am, and I might not get another chance. So I don't know. I talked to Carol about wearing black, and she said a lot of people don't seem to bother about it in this day and age, because I don't normally buy black clothes because I don't like them. I don't mind. I've got some black things with white backgrounds, some black things with white on them, like black background, like white flowers and things like that. So I think if I go, I'll wear a black and white dress. It's a summer dress, but it'll be all right. It's not, you know, it'll be smart enough. with black shoes. I've got some nice black shoes and a black bag. That's as much as I can do, I think. And we're not giving flowers. They want people to make a donation to a charity of their choice, which I will do. I haven't decided which one yet, but there are so many that I, you know, I'm spoilt for choice. So I will do that. I think whichever one, because I can't decide, when I'm watching the TV, whichever one comes up and says donate now, I'll do that. And I'll say it's for him. Do excuse me. It's very hot here, as I said. Last night I did manage to sleep, surprisingly, but I was very tired. I'd had a busy day. The night before, when I came home from dialysis on Saturday, I got home early because I finished at 7:30, and the others that I normally come home with didn't finish till about 10, quarter past 8. And the driver got there, and he came and he saw me finishing. He saw me holding the needle sites to stop them bleeding, and he said, "Oh, have you finished already?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Oh, the others don't finish till 10 or 15 minutes past 8, so I'll run you home first and then come back for them," which is really great. I said, "Oh, thanks, you've made my day." So I got home here just after 8, and I was very tired, so I had something to eat, and I went to bed about 9:15, which is unheard of for me, but I woke up at 2:50, 3:15, and I didn't go back to bed. So last night, So last night I was pretty tired. I spent most of the night listening to an Audible book. I have decided I like sagas that go on, you know, book after book. And I was looking for some, and I suddenly thought, oh, what about Poldark? Now, there's recently been a couple of Poldark series dramas on the TV, and I haven't watched any of it. My mum was a big fan. And I thought, well, I usually prefer the books to these televised episodes, so I will read the book. Took a bit of time to get into it, but it's a bit slow and a bit, yeah, but I like it. It's got some lovely descriptions of nature, the sky, the clouds, the sea and trees and things, which I always enjoy. And I found out there are 12 books in the series, and I'm now on book 2. So, I'm really enjoying that. So that keeps me occupied in the night, usually. And it does, I do fall asleep sometimes. But good, because the Audible app's got a sleep timer. And good bookmark system. Now, I don't know if I've talked about this yet. So I suppose now is a good enough opportunity to do so. I had an appointment last week with the surgeon to discuss the viability of the transplant with my lovely potential donor. Now, the story I had received from my renal consultant and also from the transplant coordinator for the donor, the outcome wasn't brilliant of the cross match, in that one of the sets of cells were fine and the other set were, well, she said they were they're meant to be negative. She said they weren't negative or positive. The surgeon actually put it a different way. They're borderline. That made much more sense to me than not. Well, they're neither positive nor negative. So they told me that I would be in the high risk category. But she did say, to be fair, that the surgeon would be able to give me all the statistics. So I had a very, very positive talk with him last Tuesday, and he said he was more than happy for the transplant to go ahead because it was borderline. He told me the risks of normal rejection are about 5%, and mine would increase by a couple of percent. And I said, what, 10, 15? He said, no, much less than that. So I said to him, what would be the advantages of going into the sharing scheme where you pair up with another pair and swap donor and recipient. He said he wouldn't advise me to do that at all, because it could take a long time to find anything better, because I have got a high percentage of antibodies in my blood from pregnancy, probably. I've had 3 pregnancies. One didn't go to term, but the other two obviously did. So he said being on hemodialysis is pretty damaging long term, although if you can't have a transplant, then it's your only option, really, unless you do PD, but I've already done that, so I wouldn't go back to that. But it can damage your heart, because it says a big strain on your heart every time, and your blood vessels. So he reckoned I should get it done as soon as possible. But I said I would like to lose a bit of weight, because I'd like to lose about a stone. And it isn't easy, because I can't do these diets where you fill up on salad, which is free food or no points, and drink loads of water so you're not hungry. I can't do any of that. So it is a little bit more tricky. So I have started an exercise class, and I'm meant to be going on a diet, starting a diet, which I will do next. I'm going to do it when we come back from our 2-day break, because I don't really see the point in starting it. I don't hugely overeat or anything, mostly don't eat anything that bad for me, but because I feel too guilty nowadays. So anyway, it was a good outcome. He said it can go ahead. So I said, I said, what window have I got? And he said, well, I'd get it done as soon as possible once you've had all the heart tests. I'm hoping they all come back okay. I've only been on hemodialysis 1 year and 4 months. So hopefully if no damage or very little has been done. I said, what about 6 months? And he said, yeah, 6 months. He wouldn't leave it any longer than that. So that's how we stand at the moment. We will see what these results bring up. I've got loads of them now. All my appointments have come through. Be quiet, Candice. I haven't let them out yet, actually. But it's not hot in their room because the sun doesn't go over that side at the moment. I will let them out, though. But the cat killer struck again. Did I talk about this on here? The cat killer struck again a couple of days ago, very close to me, on a road called Petham Grove, which I could walk to probably in about 10 minutes, maybe less. I haven't done it for about 5 years, because it's the other way. When I come out my road, I normally go left, because that's where everything is. But if you go right and go down Chelsfield Lane, it's the first turning on the right. And that's where he's struck. Apparently they've now got a description of him. He sounds a mighty charming young man, or whatever he is. He's between 5'8", 5'11". He's white. He's got brown hair, a very bad complexion. He wears dark clothing, a rucksack and a head torch. Nice. So I have been very conscious of getting this lot in at night. It's not always easy, especially with Candice. She doesn't like coming in at night in the summer. But yeah, it's a real concern. But hopefully now they have at least got something to go on. Hopefully it's not a red herring. They might be able to hurry up and make an arrest, because it really is about time. Anyway, excuse me for my frog. Someone's cutting their grass. It's probably putting up allergy inspiring particles into the atmosphere. Anyway, Rona's at work today. Connor's down in Cornwall on holiday for a week. Rona's at work. Obi is not at work, but he's gone down to Orpington on his bike, rather him than me in this weather, to go looking for seafood, because that's what he wants to eat, and I haven't got any. And we need some floor wipes, because I use them for everything, and not many places do good ones. Tesco's do, and Sainsbury's aren't bad. So he's gone in search of them. And if the fruit stall's there, which I don't know if it will be on a bank holiday, I'm going to ask him to get me some plums. But you really need to know all this, I don't think. So I'm going to love you and leave you for now, and I will be back another day, no doubt.